And that's a huge problem because everything in your business is based off of your niche and the niche that you choose. So if that's not spot on, if you don't have that mastered, you're essentially trying to build a business on a shaky foundation. And as you do that, as you start building up, everything becomes more and more unstable. It becomes harder to continue to build and really hold it all or keep it all together. Hey there, I'm Marissa, and I want to personally welcome you to the Escape the 9-to-5 podcast, where we discuss all things making money online and creating a life that you love. After losing my dad at 19, I learned how short life can be. And because of this, I now know that making money online is about so much more than an extra paycheck. It's about freedom. It's about options. And it's about having the opportunity to spend your time on this planet your way. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now it's time to dive into today's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Escape the 9-to-5 podcast. All right, so the title of this podcast episode is pretty generic, but also pretty bold. And that's because the one thing that we're talking about today is so incredibly important. And you know, if you're not spot on with this one thing, business is gonna feel really hard, and ultimately it's gonna be a lot harder than it has to be. So what is this one thing? It's your niche. Now, before you click off this episode because you're like, Marissa, I already have my niche figured out, just hear me out and please listen to this episode. So I've had multiple students, multiple followers, multiple people reach out to me and they're like, Marissa, I've been doing all of the things. You know, maybe I created an online course in the past or a digital product and it just didn't sell. Or I've been posting on social media for a while now and I'm just not gaining any traction. So I go and I take a look at their account and their offers or whatever it is that I'm looking at, and the problem jumps right out at me immediately. You know, it's not the posting frequency, it's not the branding, it's not their social media bio. It's that their niche and who they serve isn't clear enough or specific enough. And that's a huge problem because everything in your business is based off of your niche and the niche that you choose. So if that's not spot on, if you don't have that mastered, you're essentially trying to build a business on a shaky foundation. And as you do that, as you start building up, everything becomes more and more unstable. It becomes harder to continue to build and really hold it all or keep it all together. So, you know, right now I'm imagining a house and the brick foundation and, you know, it wasn't built quite right. So then, you know, everything you build on top of that is going to be slightly off too. And, you know, maybe you try to install a window, but you can't squeeze the window into the frame because the frame is slightly off. And that's because the foundation is slightly off. So then, you know, maybe you're doing some damage control and you cut the window frame so that the window fits, and that's great, you know, you were able to get it into the slot, but I think we can all agree that probably isn't the right way to go about it. Like, I wouldn't want that to be my house. You know, the right way would be to fix the actual problem, which is the foundation, right? So, your niche. It's super important that you get it right. It's super important that you have this drilled down and that you really find that sweet spot. And that's what's going to make everything in your business so much easier too. So a lot of times when I'm working with my students, I notice that their niche is either too broad, and that's most of the time, or it's too specific. So let's hash through kind of a little example here. Let's say you create a business and the goal is to help people with their overall health. So your niche is health. That's a solid direction, like nothing wrong with that, but that is way too broad. If I came across your Instagram profile and saw that you help people with their health, I likely wouldn't give you a follow because it's not clear to me whether or not you can help me, and it's not clear exactly what you help with or what kind of results you could help me see. You know, health is an extremely broad term. This could encompass weight loss, strength training, recovering after an injury, mental health, hormone health, sleep, working with certain disorders or limitations, nutrition, and so much more. So if you think about this, you know, even from a business perspective, it's hard to promise people that you're going to help them improve their whole health, especially when each person has different struggles, concerns, needs, and desires. It's going to be really hard to create a program or a product that's going to address every single issue that someone has so that they can become, you know, fully healthy or improve their overall health. That's a huge promise that's going to be hard to live up to. Mostly because my guess is that you're not an expert on every aspect of someone's health. Like, someone might come to you and be like, I want to improve my overall health. You know, I'm 45, I have diabetes, I'd like to lose some weight, I have a bad shoulder, so we need to work around that. I'm a smoker, and you know, maybe I sleep great, sleep isn't a concern for me. It's like, how on earth would you create a digital product that could actually help this specific person improve all aspects of their health? And on top of that, how could you offer a program that could equally help someone who's maybe 23, just had a baby, is struggling to regulate their hormones, and has huge time restraints? Those are two very different people with, you know, very different problems, desires, goals, all of those things. They're at different places in their life as well. So, you know, you'd need sections on kind of every health concern out there, which would turn your program essentially into a massive encyclopedia. Which leads to the next issue, which is that if someone does end up buying this program that promises to help them improve their overall health, they're likely not going to complete it, and they're likely not going to see results. Because you basically just handed them this encyclopedia of information to sift through versus a direct path to follow to see a specific result. Right? So, I mean, all of the information, it's kind of already out there. If someone wanted to actually improve their overall health, they could, you know, go look at books, encyclopedias, research papers, all those different things. And there's a reason that they don't do that. It's because it's a lot of work. There's not a lot of direction. You know, there's not a clear path that's going to lead to a clear result. Does that make sense? So you don't want to be everything to everyone. Like, even if you do know a lot of different areas or have a lot of different expertise, you want to focus on helping people solve one specific problem. You want to help people actually see a result or a desirable outcome. And saying, I'll help you improve your health, that's a hard outcome to help someone achieve. And, you know, that's a hard outcome to measure because it's not very specific. Improved health looks different for everyone, especially because everyone is starting from a different place. Meaning, if someone took your course that addresses a million different health goals, it would be hard for them to definitively answer the question, did this help you reach your goal of improved health? Now, on the other hand, if your business was all about helping people lose weight with diet and exercise, and maybe you created a program geared towards people who are 55 plus, that hits the sweet spot. If I saw one of your social media posts or landed on your profile and I fit that criteria, I would likely give you a follow. I would know immediately, okay, you know, I'm 55 plus, I want to lose weight, this looks like a solid option. Like, immediately I would see, okay, they're speaking my language, they understand my struggle, they understand where I want to be, and they know how to help me get there. Then, as a business owner, creating a course or a product on losing weight is going to be pretty straightforward. You're going to look at where your audience is currently at. So they're 55 plus wanting to lose weight. You're going to look at where your audience wants to be. So they want to be lighter. And, you know, there are other benefits that you can talk about that come with that as well. And then you're going to create a program that bridges that gap for this group of people. So basically, you break down the steps that someone would need to take to go from point A to point B. So just write down all of those different steps, and then you create the necessary content for each step. So this is the sweet spot, and that's because this niche is specific. You help a specific group of people see one specific and desirable result. When people whip out their credit card, they know exactly what they're paying for. They know, you know, what to expect or what they're getting. They're giving you money to help them lose weight. They are paying to essentially lose weight. So when people enroll in your program, they know, yep, this is for me. This person gets it. They're speaking my language. They know what I want. And I feel confident that this program is going to help me see the result that I want, which is weight loss. So like I said, like I keep saying, this is a super clear result. At the end of your program, your people are going to be able to assess, did this program help me see the result that I wanted / paid for? Did this program help me lose weight? Yes or no? That is a clear outcome. It's an outcome that's easy to talk about, and this makes everything easier. It makes marketing easier. It makes posting on social media easier because you know exactly who you're talking to, what you're talking about, and how you can help. Does that make sense? Okay, so then every once in a while, I see a student that goes too specific. So like I said before, you know, I see people go too broad, then there's kind of that sweet spot, and then there's also too specific. Now, being too specific becomes a problem when it kind of forces you into a corner or a box. Like there's nowhere to go from that point. So an example of this would be building a business around what exercise equipment to buy. So you help people figure out, you know, what is the best equipment for them. So the issue here is that you aren't really deep down helping people see a desirable result. People don't necessarily desire to know what workout equipment to buy. They desire the results that the workout equipment is going to provide, right? They desire the weight loss or the muscles or the improved strength or whatever it is. So while people might benefit from knowing what exercise equipment to buy, it might help them solve a micro problem. Basing your whole business around this is going to be tough. So, you know, you've kind of limited what kinds of products or offers you can create. Basically, you can create something around finding the right workout equipment to buy, and that's it because there isn't much else you can offer that would fall under this niche or this umbrella. Now, this could be definitely something that you offer, but in this case, a better niche would be on strength training, weight loss, bodybuilding, and so on. And then you can offer information on choosing the right workout equipment under that umbrella in the form of a guide or something like that. Does that make sense? So overall, your niche is the foundation for your business. You want to make sure you have this mastered and that your niche is in that sweet spot. And that is so insanely important. Now, if you're having a hard time with your niche, if you're really looking for some feedback, if you know you want to have a conversation about this, I will be opening the doors to one of my favorite programs in the near future. In this program, you'll get one-on-one support, so we'll be able to walk through your niche, make sure you're on the right track, and so much more. So keep your eyes out for that. If you don't already follow me on social media, make sure you head over to Instagram and hit that follow button. I'll be posting a whole bunch more about this program there. The link to my Instagram is in the show notes. So yeah, head over there. Make sure you are following me so that you can get all of those details in the upcoming weeks. All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we will see you next time.